Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an introduction to Kolibri Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol CBI and on the OTC markets under the symbol CRUCF. Now, this company was introduced to us through Christopher Aaron from iGold Advisors. We chatted with Christopher a few weeks ago and he put us in touch with the management team. As we've talked to the management team, we wanted to bring them on the show to provide a more comprehensive update here. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Ian McGavney. Now, Ian, there was some news that just broke recently on the company's Evelyn property. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, Kolibri is focused in Sonora, Mexico. It's a gold explorer with the 100% owned Evelyn property. Company also has four projects under JV and option agreements. Let's start off with this Evelyn property though. Again, 100% owned by the company. Just received a permit for 56 holes to drill on this project. Let's start off with some background on this Evelyn property, please, Ian. Please provide us with any historic work and what attracted you to this project.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunities, first of all, guys. The Evelyn is, in our opinion, one of the best addresses in all of Mexico. It's located in the Caborca Orogenic Gold Belt in northwest Sonora and lies about 60 kilometers northwest of the city of Caborca itself, where we can find local expertise, labor, modern amenities. The Caborca Gold Belt itself holds at least two dozen active gold mines. And within a smaller radius of about 35 kilometers from our project, there's about 8 to 10 actively producing or past producing gold and silver mines. Our largest neighbor, Fresnillo, is one of the world's largest, is the world's largest silver producer and Mexico's largest, second largest gold producer. And they hold in excess of 150,000 hectares of claims in the immediate area and surround us on three sides. Their La Herradura mine is the largest open pit orogenic gold mine in all of Mexico and has produced at a rate of about 500,000 ounces a year since 1993. And they still report to have remaining reserves and resources of in excess of 14 million ounces of gold. The Evelyn is also 9 kilometers north of their Noche Buena mine that's scheduled to close over the next couple of years, but they will have produced over 2 million ounces before it's shut. And so the Evelyn shares a similar geological setting and style of mineralization to what's reported at those mines. And we've spent the better part of the last 18 to 24 months completing exploration activities and modeling of the project. We've done extensive surface trenching and sampling, mapping, property-wide magnetic survey, an IP geophysics survey covering 90% of the project. And we're now finally, as you're mentioning, permitted to do a large scale or a larger scale for us drill program on the project.
Well, you're an exciting time for the company, and you've done a lot of the groundwork there, and you have those analogs nearby to use as a reference point. But after doing the IP survey, the mag surveys, and some of that groundwork, you're getting ready to drill a 5,000 meter program. It's going to be the phase one part of this. And there's four main targets on the Evelyn project. Why don't you walk us through those four main targets and which ones are going to get the balance of the drilling?
Absolutely. So the four target areas that we've identified, certainly in our mapping, is the Cerro Rojo, the El Saguaro, the North Central, and the West Evelyn part. The West Evelyn may be drilled in this particular round of drilling as it's we've identified 150 meters of quartz veining that's sloping onto our property, which you think may be parallel veining, which would be very exciting for us. The central north area of the project is proving to be an interesting piece, some very interesting IP anomaly that runs through that particular part of the project. But the majority of this particular program will be focused on the El Saguaro and the Cerro Rojo area. The Cerro Rojo area had been subject to some historic artisanal mining on a vein that we had mapped for about 120 meters. And what we've discovered in the area is a larger area of anomalous, maybe not high grade, but consistent, low grade, which can potentially be blended with some of this higher grade that we're finding. In addition to that, with the IP survey that we recently completed, we've been finding at depth there is a very large, very interesting IP chargeability anomaly, which we will be following up as well. And finally, at the El Saguaro area, which was really more found in early 2020, and we've been developing since then, we've found dozens and dozens of higher grade thin veins that seem to be parallel and hosted within an altered pyritic environment that hosts lower grade gold. So I would say that those two areas will receive most of the drilling, but it's where we've done most of the surface work. These rest of these areas, the central and the west, will be followed up in behind the IP, which would indicate that there's more to the story than what we originally thought.
Okay, so I will post that figure one from the most recent news release that does highlight and outline where these target areas are and some of the samples that have been taken. Within that news release, it does say 10,000 meters, but I know Shad and I, from talking to you, know that this sounds like it'll be more of a two-phased approach. Take us through that strategy of getting the drill on the site and how you're going to work through those 10,000 meters, please.
You're correct. The 5,000 meters will be the initial phase, or roughly 5,000 meters will be the initial phase. The idea being to drill a little further spacing and allow us to run along trend and fence some holes along these trends that we've identified. Subsequent to the results and the interpretation of that information, then we will then plan the phase two program for another 5,000 meters or up to 5,000 meters.
And Ian, out of the 5,000 meters, how many holes do you think you'll drill? And it sounded like off mic, we were discussing it, you're going to focus more on the shallow holes here just to see the extent of the strike, but also speak to some of the potential at depth that you got from those IP surveys. So how that will be balanced out on this phase one, and then what may have to wait for phase two?
Sure. In the El Saguaro area, we'll probably be drilling at an average of about 120 meters per hole. There is indication with the resistivity and the chargeability at depth that there can be some deep targets to be had there as well. So it'll almost be even, I think, a little bit between the Cerro Rojo and the El Saguaro. We will probably drill 12 to 15 holes in each at various depths to test the anomalies as well as the extension of the mineralization. What is interesting, from the IP, the chargeability at depth 200 meters and beyond in the Cerro Rojo main zone area seems to increase with depth. It grows at depth. So with the unknown of the IP, it gets a little more fuzzy as you go deeper with IP. So we will, at some point, whether it be in phase one or phase two, drill a deep into that anomaly as well. So at least two deep holes will be drilled in that first 10,000 meters, whether it's phase one or phase two.
So just to wrap it up then, when it comes to this drill program that we'll be starting fairly soon, it really is just the first pass, right, on a lot of these areas, just to get an understanding of what the mineralization might be and where some of the follow-up work is going to be warranted?
Yes.
Okay. Let's also talk about some of the other projects in the company's portfolio. As I mentioned, the company does have four other projects that are optioned, that are under JV agreement or under earn-in agreement. We have El Mesquite, Damonte, Pillar, and Jackie. Take us through the strategy here of these four projects under these JV agreements, please.
These other four projects have been optioned to well-financed partners who have the ability in their own geological teams to advance them in tandem with us moving forward with the Evelyn at the same time. All four of those projects also have the opportunity to move the needle for Calibri and its shareholders. They are epithermal style systems in the Sierra Madre and low sulfidation. Some very high grade. Our partners with the Pilar project have been drilled 6,000 meters since picking up the project and have been a steady flow of great news for the last year and a half. And we look forward to them advancing. We're large shareholders as well as option partners.
Okay, Ian, well, there's definitely a lot of work that the company that you can do, and then there's some of the work that your JV partners will do. So it'll be exciting to follow along with the news flow on the exploration. Just remind folks what the budget is for the phase one and phase two drill programs and what kind of cash the company has in the treasury.
So the phase one, phase two drill program is budgeted for $1.5 million Canadian. In the treasury at the moment, we have about $2.1 million cash and about $1.2 million in securities of our partners that are liquid. So we're well financed, fully financed for these two phases of drilling, as well as we anticipate not having to finance in the near term as well.
So Ian, because this is your first time on the show, can you take us through a little bit of your background in the resource sector, please?
Sure. I joined the company here 3 years ago, but prior to that, I've been involved with the natural resource industry for 14 years or so, doing business development, corporate finance, and executive roles with various different companies. In addition to that, I spent 5 years as an investment advisor with one of Canada's largest banks and was always an advocate for natural resources within a client's portfolio.
All right, let's also talk about share structure then for the company. Shares outstanding, I'm seeing a little over 96 million on a fully diluted basis, 151 million. Take us through, please, what management insiders own and any other large key shareholders, please.
Insiders management hold roughly 20% of the company. I'd say that close friends and family would own another 15 to 20% on top of that. And family offices would own 8 to 10% on top of that. The rest would be in the retail shareholders' hands.
All right, Ian, we're going to wrap it up here. We appreciate this introduction and, well, look forward to that drill program starting. Encouraging now that you do have that permit, and sounds like the drill will be arriving on site in the next few weeks. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Ian regarding everything going on at Kolibri, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. Ian, again, thank you for the introduction today.